The gospel reading for today is from John 8, 31 through 36. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. It's Independence Day. What a great celebration for Independence Day, right? No, I'm not off. I'm not confused. If we can have Christmas in July, I've always said we should have Easter in October, and now I think we should have Reformation in, as a celebration that brings in Independence Day as well. So Independence Day, July 4th, now is also October 30-whatever, or 29-something. We're there. Because that's what took place in the church 500 years ago. Martin Luther, that crazy monk, went up and tacked on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg these 95 theses. Had a great little meme. I mean, there's a whole lot of them that have been out there in Lutheran circles, but one shows Martin Luther with a bowl or something that has something in it, and his hammer as he's turning away from the door, and he says, "So you knock on a door and you get candy. How cute." I don't think anybody opened the castle door and gave him anything when he knocked that day. But he knocked, and he posted those reforms seeking for the church and the people to have independence from the legalism that was going on in the church in those days. And if you will, because this pamphlet, now with the invent of the printing press, some 40 or 50 years before that, he was the first person who really went viral before there was going viral as a term. Because they printed off these 95 theses and distributed them all over the place. The Reformation began. Luther wanted freedom for the church. He wanted freedom for the people of God to live as God wanted them to live. Freedom and independence, those go hand in hand. And they're, as words for us, something that as individuals we want, we desire, and we want it all the way from our individual level all the way up to the national level. You see, the world's freedom is freedom, though, to do what you want. And that's where we run into trouble. There are too many folks who really don't care what God has to say. Instead, they want freedom to go their way. I want freedom as long as that freedom means I get things my way. But it's not always going to work our way. There is a story that Norman Vincent Peale wrote about a young man in North Carolina named Samuel, a young man named Samuel Mann, who was trampling through the countryside at one point, and being in a hurry, he didn't want to take the long way around, so instead he decided to go through these wetlands that were soggy and dreary and cut through the shortcut, if you will. And as he's going through in this area, he comes to this one area where he sees this patch of sand, and he starts to cross over it. And very quickly, he realized that this was the wrong thing to do, as this was quicksand. And he remembered one of those sayings that the natives in the area of North Carolina said, nobody ever gets out of those quicksands alive. Unless the term quicksand comes around for us, too. This fellow, though, as he's starting to sink, now going through this area, he knew some of what he was doing, so he had on some hip waders that he had been walking along with so that he would stay relatively dry. And as he's sinking and sinking, they're pulling him down quicker and quicker, and he's realizing over on the side, there's some of the straw grass, the wide blighted grass, that pretty sturdy stuff. He knew that if he could get a hold of it, he might be able to inch his way out and work his way to safety back onto the land. But if he flung himself that way, as stuck as he was, and he didn't make it, he would be a goner. Then he came to the understanding that it wasn't actually the sand holding him and bringing him down. It was the sand holding his waders and bringing the waders down. He was in the waders. So he unclipped them from his belt and was able to get loose from those waders and then fling himself far enough that he did get hold of that straw grass and pull himself out inch by inch and back up to safety. It had been an enormous struggle, but he was safe. Sadly, and I tell you that illustration because that's the way a lot of people see their faith. Too many people, if asked, are you a Christian, will kind of answer, well, I try to be. I in our minds we're thinking, if I could just reach out and grab a few more pieces of grass and pull myself out of some of this stuff that I deal with, I'd be a good Christian. I'd make it to where I need to be. And the whole problem there in that thinking is the idea that we can save ourselves. We can't do it. I don't care how much the struggle is that you accomplish in life, what you get through, what you go through, none of that is what saves you. It may build your character, it may build your faith, but it does not save you. Only Jesus saves us. When we rely on ourselves, we're grasping at straws. And we're surely going to fail. You see, true freedom is freedom in Christ. Jesus is there with us. When Jesus sets us free, we're no longer slaves. We no longer have to worry about our abilities or our accomplishments. We may try to get along and make things right and climb that ladder of success and achieve whatever's next. But all along the way, what we're doing is not going to be what gets us to the glories of heaven. We're going to have to rely on Christ no matter what we accomplish in this life. Like the children of Israel, though, we want to obey ourselves rather than God. And instead of following God with all of our heart, we give him part of it, but then we hold back. Martin Luther sought to help folks recognize that there was no holiness or righteousness of our own. And it didn't matter how many alms you paid, how many steps you kissed or rings on cardinals, how many times you lashed yourself. None of these things were going to get you to heaven. People follow Christ, but too often fall short of following him fully. And as Christians, we need to come back to that understanding that when we give ourselves to Jesus, we need to give all of ourselves to Jesus. And stop allowing those other things that are in the world to drag us down like the quicksands. We need to get rid of those things that interfere with our relationship with God. Whatever keeps us from worshiping him, whatever keeps us from studying his word regularly, whatever keeps us from having our prayer time with him, whatever keeps us from being with the family of God, these things need to pass away so that our faith in Christ can grow because we are cutting ourselves short. When we don't have that full intimate relationship with Christ, we're not understanding what it means to have that full intimate relationship with Christ and the rewards that come with that. The love of Christ in our life should change us so that we all the more want to be his child. We're so blessed in the church because this is where we come, where we have to come, we need to come, because this is where the Lord has placed his sacraments for use in his church. He's called us in the church to administer his sacraments. We begin with baptism. It's not over there today, it's over here. Threw me off in early service. We have this sacrament. It's a gift from God. Yay, God. And it comes to us for our salvation. We don't bring anything to it. We just receive from God and know that God is going to give to us. Freedom can be found in the church. Freedom can be found in the church because of these sacraments. We receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. We learn about freedom in the gospel. We learn to have hope in his message. We learn to love the world. Martin Luther wanted us to have those freedoms. He wanted us to understand that those freedoms will only be there when we have faith and follow Christ. That's the primary message of the church. It always has been. But people settle short their faith. And they settle on some of the scriptures, but not all of the scriptures. The people in Martin Luther's day, they had a little excuse. You see, they not only heard the law from the church, they couldn't refute it because they couldn't read the Bible. It wasn't even in a language they understood. So Martin Luther solved that by putting the Bible in their language. And oh, there we go. You know, give the people a library card and see what happens. But they also had to learn to read in many cases too. So schools come out of the church because that's where the training was. Catechism instruction, teaching, educating parents so that they can teach their families. Martin Luther was wanting us to recognize the Reformation was desperately needed in his day. And it's desperately needed still today, because there are still so many of us that have this Word of God, but now we're not reading it. It's in our language, but we're not spending the time and devotion in it that we need to as a people belonging to him. Here's a question for you. What's 750,000 miles long, reaches around the earth 30 times, and grows 20 miles longer every single day? And that would be the number of people without Christ in their life in the world. It's a lot of people. We've got a long way to go and a lot of witnessing still to accomplish. Today we can read, we can hear, we can learn and know in our heart this Word of God. We're free. And St. Paul would remind us that with that freedom, then what we need to do is enslave ourselves to Christ, to place ourselves fully in his service, to say yes, Lord, to anything he has to say, to believe anything he has to say, and to follow him in everything he has to say. That's the way that relationship works, or should work. We know that if the Son sets us free, we will be free indeed. And how free we have become. The problem is, what have we done with that freedom? We've, instead of falling back on our dependence in Christ, in our independence, decided that we were right. And we have the words and we have the ways. You see, dependence in Christ brings independence. And we have to have that independence to be able to know that God isn't compelling you to follow. God is desiring. God wants everyone to come to him, but he will not force you. You will not be brought to heaven kicking and screaming. But when you do willingly follow him in this life, on that way to heaven, remember that there are a lot of people out there that we need to take by the hand and bring with us. We need to share this word that we've received with them so that they can understand an independence like they've never known. Freedom from the devil, freedom from the hostage that our will has been placed in because of the world. We follow after what the world wants, what the world declares, what the world says is good, and leave behind Christ far too often. We need to give ourselves completely to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Well, that's an easy thing to say. Trust in Jesus. Yeah. Give your heart to Jesus. That's a better thing to say, perhaps, to start. Because we know he gave his life for us. And if we give our hearts to Jesus, remembering what he did for us, then we'll be able to develop more that relationship of trust. It's simpler to say than it is to do, I understand. But But those without Christ will never, ever know true independence, because they're going to be dragged down by their sins. They're going to be lost in the quicksands of a faithless life. We're called to follow. The Lord God is ready to receive us and free us from that sin again, to welcome us with open arms outstretched and say, "You're my children, you belong to me. Come to me, rejoice in me, celebrate me. Call Jesus your personal Savior and listen to what he has to say. Rejoice." This is the Reformation. But this is only the Reformation because first, it's our Independence Day. Now that we've been made free, set free by the Son, set free indeed, may we place our dependence not in ourselves or our ideas, but fully back to God. Happy Reformation. Merry Reformation. Blessed Reformation. We don't have a greeting card that's really good for that. Hallmark hasn't completely capitalized in that area yet. They will one day, I'm sure. In the meantime, I will say, Happy Independence Day. I hope that you'll turn that around now and place that free dependence you have back in Christ. He's my Savior, and I pray he's yours. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our God. Amen.